On the 24th day of June in 1806, there was a banquet. And then all the great and the near great of Buenos Aires were invited to the theater. It was a gala celebration. But when His Excellency the Viceroy commanded your appearance, you appeared, and with a smile. As the curtain came down at the end of the second act, Belgrano and Saavedra met in the anteroom outside the royal box of the Viceroy.
Cornelio Saavedra, be a diplomat. Smile a little.
I'm afraid to give my teeth so much freedom, Belgrano. When they see the victory, they might forget the smile. They might go for his throat.
We ought to give that line to the actors.
Why don't you smile a little yourself?
After what happened this afternoon? Saavedra, when I see the Viceroy squandering our tax money like this, when there are people in this city going without food...
In the city itself, without defenses.
Before we think too much, we'd better enter the Viceroy's box and pay our respects.
Very well. Suppose we'd better. Come on.
Wait a minute. There's an officer here. I think he's looking for someone.
Oh.
What is it, Lieutenant?
I'm from Ensenada, sir. I must see Captain Linier at once.
At once?
A matter of urgent importance, sir.
Oh, this way, Lieutenant. Captain Linier is in here, in the royal box with the Viceroy.
Thank you, sir.
Your Excellency.
Oh, what an amusing play. There should be more plays like this in Buenos Aires.
Your Excellency, your pardon.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Senor Belgrano. Come and sit down. We were just laughing about the play. Join us, and you too, Senor Saavedra.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Sir, this lieutenant from Ensenada wishes to speak to Captain Linier.
Linier, there's an officer here to see you.
Thank you, Your Excellency. What is it, Lieutenant?
Captain Linier, sir. Warships on La Plata.
Warships?
Troops disembarked at Ensenada. We resisted, sir, but the town is taken.
And the ships?
Already at Quilmes, just outside the city.
What's that, Linier?
Ensenada, Your Excellency. Captured. A fleet headed for Quilmes.
Ensenada captured?
That's impossible. Quilmes? Why, that's just outside our city. That means an attack on Buenos Aires.
Yes, sir. We have just time.
I must leave at once. Let me out of here. I must get back to the palace.
Where is he going?
To the palace.
Oh, we've got to defend the city.
But how? With the Viceroy running home. Viceroy in Buenos Aires with any manhood.
Deserting us without firing a single shot.
Friends, they haven't beaten us yet. There are not more than 1,500 of them.
And there are three of us, Captain Linier.
No, no. There are 50,000 of us, Saavedra, in this city alone. Thousands more, Belgrano, on the farms. Let the Viceroy desert us. We'll organize our own army.
Captain Linier, we are under your command.
Very well. Belgrano, Saavedra, spread the word among those we can trust. Rouse the patriots, then wait for me. When I have gathered a force and equipped them, I'll let you know. Meet me at San Fernando.
Miguel Garcia! Miguel Garcia! Saavedra!
What do you want?
Get the men of your family and their muskets. We're meeting Linier at San Fernando.
Pedro, Camarito, Sebastian.
Yes.
We're meeting Linier at San Fernando.
Baradan!
What is it, Saavedra?
Who is there besides you and your brothers?
My 10 Gauchos.
Arm them all. We're meeting Linier at San Fernando.
Francisco, I need your garrison against the invaders.
I have 1,000 men. Take them.
We are meeting at San Fernando.
Belgrano.
Yes?
Do you hear anything on the river?
Oh, Saavedra, do you?
It's so dark tonight, you can't tell if what you hear is the beating of your own heart. But I think... Belgrano, I think I hear the sound of rowing.
I hear it, too. Look at the boats taking shape in the darkness.
It's Linier, coming across from Montevideo.
Quiet. Linier!
We are here, Belgrano.
And we are ready.
On On the 12th of August of that year, 1806, Linier and the Patriots of La Plata attacked the English army that held Buenos Aires, an army of ordinary citizens. But by nightfall, the invaders had been captured. The Patriot victory was complete. Buenos Aires was free. But how free? By the laws of Spain, the viceroy was still the law. Of course, he was not in Buenos Aires. The valiant Sobremonte was hiding far away in Cordoba. In order to have a temporary head of government, the city council of Buenos Aires met and elected Captain Linier, their lieutenant viceroy, and then sent a committee to find Sobremonte and bring him back. A short time later, the viceroy, Sobremonte, re-entered the city. At his right rode Belgrano, at his left Saavedra, and behind the other committee men. As the little band approached the Buenos Aires barracks...
Belgrano, there's a crowd before the barracks.
That is correct, Your Excellency.
Don't say that is correct. It is wrong. Do something.
What can I do?
You do something, Saavedra.
What would you like me to do, Your Excellency?
Something. Anything. A crowd like that means a riot. The riot means they'll hang me. You've got to protect me.
I'm sorry to say, Your Excellency, that that is the purpose of the crowd.
To protect me?
Perhaps Your Excellency hasn't seen the bulletin posted on the walls of the barracks.
Bulletin? What bulletin?
Here, Your Excellency, beside the door. Bulletins like that are posted all over the city. They are calling every man from the age of 16 to 50 to enlist.
Enlist? Why? Well, so it does. It says, every able-bodied man from 16 to 50 must enlist. Enlist? What for? We've beaten the English, haven't we?
Yes, we have. But the English don't give up so easily, Your Excellency. And we're getting ready for the day when they come back.
Come back? What nonsense! Who ordered this enlistment?
The City Council, Your Excellency, headed by the Lieutenant Viceroy, Captain Linier.
Captain Linier meddling again? I forbid it. I need no Lieutenant Viceroy, no matter what your upstart City Council says. I won't have this enlisting.
Come, come, Your Excellency. The City Council is waiting for us.
We're late, Your Excellency.
I won't have it. I tell you, I won't have it. I'm still the Viceroy of La Plata. I won't have it.
Despite Sobremonte's objections, Linier continued as Lieutenant Viceroy, and the citizens continued to enlist. Under Linier, the command of the citizens' army of 8,000 men was held by Saavedra. Fortunate this was for La Plata. For 6 months later, on the 10th of February, 1807, Linier called an open council of war in the fort of Buenos Aires.
Now, Belgrano, we ready to begin?
We're ready, Saavedra. Everybody's here. The city council, the provincial governors, chamber of commerce, the judges, the treasurer, and the officers of the militia.
Good. Citizens of Buenos Aires and of La Plata, you've been gathered here inside the fort for a council of war. This is a moment of extreme danger. We of the army are ready with our weapons. And I now turn the council over to the Lieutenant Viceroy, Captain Linier.
Citizens, last year when we defended Buenos Aires against a foreign army, we discovered, first, that we could expect no help from Spain. Second, that we could expect no help even from our viceroy. Now the enemy has returned. He has already taken Montevideo. He will soon march on Buenos Aires. We have raised an army of untrained men. The enemy is a trained army. He greatly outnumbers us. Once again, there is no help from Spain. Once again, fellow citizens, our viceroy, the noble Sobremonte, has deserted us.
What does he mean?
Sobremonte has run away again.
The viceroy deserted us without firing a shot.
Not only once, but a second time.
Captain Linier! Captain Linier!
Senor Belgrano!
Captain Linier, citizens of Buenos Aires and of La Plata, I speak to you as a member of the army that has defended us and will defend us now. I speak to you as an ordinary citizen who finds that the head of his government has deserted him. And now he must form a government of his own.
Senor Belgrano, I must caution you that your remark falls close
to a statement for revolution.
I do not call for breaking with the King of Spain. I do not call for revolution yet. Under the very law granted us by Spain, I call for justice. Nearly 300 years ago, the king decreed for the citizens of La Plata that they should have the right to assemble and to choose the person who, according to God and their consciences, seemed best fitted to be their governor. So Bramante has deserted us. No longer here, he is no longer able to govern. I therefore call upon this council to declare that Sobremonte is no longer Viceroy of La Plata and to elect in his place you, Captain Linier, as the rightful leader of our government. Yeah!
Captain Linier, I call for a vote.
Citizens of Buenos Aires and of La Plata, I should speak to you and thank you. Fellow citizens, I cannot do so. I find myself too proud because of your trust in me, and at the same time, too humble. You will find my gratitude in my sincerity and my work. Let us now prepare to defend ourselves as free men in a brave new world. Saavedra, Belgrano, officers and men, to your posts to defend the city.
And they defended the city. From street to street, from door to door, from roof to roof, and from window to window, the brave militia of ordinary citizens. Men and women, clerks, farmers, rich men and urchins, with guns, with stones, and with clubs. And there was one in the city of Buenos Aires a victory so great that forever after the humble of this earth could raise their heads and say, we have won the privilege to defend ourselves and to govern ourselves through the election of those whom we shall choose. Background for revolution in La Plata. Yet, this was not revolution on the 10th of February, 1807, when Buenos Aires repudiated the viceroy appointed by the mother country and chose its own head of state. And all the citizens of La Plata declared their loyalty to Spain. Then the following year, Napoleon Bonaparte marched into Spain, put his brother Joseph Bonaparte upon the throne. Thus, when revolution finally came, on the 25th of May, 1810, it was actually revolution against a French king on the Spanish throne. But it was this background for revolution that we've heard tonight, the repeated injustices by Spain, and the discovery that the citizens could defend themselves, that gave birth to the hope for freedom from foreign domination, and made possible the Declaration of Independence of the 9th of July, 1816, and the freedom forever of the Republic of Argentina. You have been listening to Chapter 7 of Lands of the Free by Stuart Ayres, presented by NBC's Inter-American University of the Air. Would you like to read more about tonight's story and about the fascinating background for the stories to follow? We've prepared a listener's handbook. It's titled Lands of the Free, Handbook Volume 1. We'll be glad to mail it to you at cost price. Send 25 cents in coin to Post Office Box 100, Station F, New York City, for your copy of Lands of the Free, Handbook Volume 1. May I repeat? Send 25 cents in coin to Post Office Box 100, Station F, New York City, for your copy of Lands of the Free, Handbook, Volume 1. Next week, we shall hear the story of Francisco de Miranda, the Venezuelan patriot, in Chapter 8 of Lands of the Free. Original music for this program was composed and arranged by Morris Momorsky and directed by Joseph Stopak. This is Ben Grauer speaking. This program came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.